USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A leading Republican makes a case for finding the origins of the Russia investigation.
If there was a political bias, if there was a political nature here, if there was something that shouldn't have been, or the courts were misled, that's something Mr. Comey doesn't want to talk about, is what was actually in those applications to get the ability to go do what they were doing.
That's Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, talking on Fox News. Attorney General William Barr has said he plans to launch an investigation, saying he believes the Trump campaign in 2016 was spied on. President Trump says the future of 5G internet is now.
By the end of this year, the United States will have 92 5G deployments and markets nationwide. The next nearest country, South Korea, will have 48.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Friday. The president also talked about expanding rural broadband internet access. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Congress is beginning its two-week Easter recess with Democrats and Republicans pointing fingers at each other. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The fingers are being pointed because lawmakers left town without approving a disaster relief bill, the deal breaker, additional hurricane recovery funds for Puerto Rico. Democrats blame Republicans for following President Trump's refusal to approve more money for that U.S. territory, even though it's still suffering from two huge hurricanes that slammed the island in 2017. Republicans blaming Democrats for introducing bills they know the president will veto, saying that's delaying help to Midwestern states that are recovering from this year's devastating floods.
President Trump says he's still considering moving illegal aliens to sanctuary cities. In a tweet today, the president accused Democrats of being unwilling to change their very dangerous immigration laws. The president also accused the radical left of favoring open borders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new report out from Amazon says they employ thousands of full-time workers and contractors in the United States, Costa Rica, and Romania to listen to as many as 1,000 audio clips in a shift. Now, people can opt out of Amazon using their voice recordings to improve the software in privacy settings that are on the Alexa app. Brett Larson is a Fox News technology contributor. He tells Fox News what exactly Alexa is listening for.
A, parse what you say, come up with a command, and act on it. And it doesn't always work. Sometimes you say, you know, play the Doobie Brothers, and it says, I don't know the Doobie Brothers. And you're like, Alexa. When that happens, that's when a person might actually hear what you said and see what Alexa thought you meant and then make that correction. That correction then goes into this, you know, magical artificial intelligence cloud.
Right.
And then the robot overlords take over.
Regarding Alexa, Larson reminds us,
this is not a case of there is an Amazon employee somewhere saying, I want to hear everything Brett Larson said to his Amazon Alexa in his bedroom. They're not getting that. They're getting literal, it's a sound clip and it's an action. And they're seeing those two things and they're making a judgment call and they're moving forward. The Bloomberg report does go on to say that, yes, sometimes Alexa hears funny things and they get audio recordings of that. And just like we probably do in the newsroom, when you see something funny, you go, hey, you guys, look at this. This is hilarious. The privacy concerns are always valid with things like this. You have a microphone in your house listening to you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.